You're listening to 5 Minutes of Fame, brought to you by the Friends of Africa Missionary Endeavor, in cooperation with SermonAudio.com.
Hello and welcome once again to another Fame podcast. It's Rodney Davidson here from Fame Mission out in eastern Kenya. And I'm just going to again continue our conversation with Aaron. He's about to fly home this weekend, and I've just taken the opportunity to chat with him and share your experiences during the course of these 2 weeks. You've already been doing that. On Tuesday of this week, you came with me to Waida Prison. And I think that was your first time ever to enter a prison of any kind, is it? First time ever, okay. So Aaron will share with you now just what that was like. We thank the Lord for the open door that he has provided for us to go and preach the gospel to so many men. And also our sister Grace comes with me to the prisons that have female prisoners. And while I'm speaking and preaching to the men, Grace is also bringing the word to the women. Most prisons have a women's section, and it's a lot smaller, generally speaking. You might have 20 women, whereas you might have 200-300 men. So I was glad personally, Aaron, to have you come and share the word with the men. And maybe just now you'll share your experience with our listeners.
Thank you, Rodney. You seem surprised that I've never been in a prison before. But I can say that I have never been in a prison before. It was an experience for which I'm very thankful. There were three gates into the compound, the central compound. First gate took us into the offices of the staff, the officer in command. And then there was another double gate into the compound. And I preached there for 30 minutes plus, I guess, on the verse in the Song of Solomon, chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, "He is altogether lovely." And in many respects, I went from that verse everywhere preaching the gospel. Why do we come to the prison? And why did I fly out from North America to preach in a prison in rural Africa? Because he is altogether lovely. And we sought to persuade the prisoners of the loveliness of our Saviour. So it was good to experience that. And the staff, most of the staff had been at our week of meetings, and that's very encouraging. The officer in command had been converted just a couple of years previous, and he stood in front of all of the prisoners and told them that he now follows the Lord Jesus, and he wants them to hear of the Lord Jesus Christ. So that was really encouraging. Most of the staff, as I say, had been at our meetings, so we knew them. They were eager to see us and happy to have us minister there. The prisoners had a men's choir, sang for us. And then one of the staff showed me into the cell, just a concrete room, I guess about 10 feet by 8 feet. There were a number of prisoners in there, and all that they had in that room was each prisoner had a mattress, a thin mattress, a little cardboard box beside that mattress where he kept his belongings, a bottle of water, a book or two, and little knickknacks that he was allowed to keep. And in the corner of each cell, there was a pit latrine and another little section for a bathing in, just a basin of water to bathe in. It wasn't shut off, it was just differentiated by a 2 foot wall around it. So very little privacy. But what might surprise you to learn is that many of the prisoners who are in that room are thankful that they have a roof over their head, that they have 3 square meals a day, that they have a mattress to lie on, and that they have electricity. Many of these prisoners come from areas where they have none of these, and so they go into prison, and they're thankful for the care that that they get there. But we minister the word, and we can only leave it with the Lord to bear the fruit. We sow the seed, and we trust the Lord, the Holy Spirit, as I told them. I trust the Holy Spirit will take of that word and burn it into their hearts as they sit in their cell and as they mill about the courtyard, that they might think and meditate upon what they've heard and what they do here each month as Rodney goes and preaches to the prisons.
Okay, Aaron, thank you very much. It is a real blessing to me personally, and a joy for me personally, to be able to go into those prisons. It's not like back in the Western world where you might get a handful of men from one particular denomination coming, depending on which church you represent. Here in Kenya, all the prisoners come and they all sit down and you get the opportunity to preach to every one of them. And I am absolutely convinced in my heart that God is able to transform these men's lives. He's able to do what no man can do, what no church can do. And it's our prayer and it's our hope and trust that we'll see many of these men come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. That old things would pass away and all things become new. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Aaron, for coming and spending these 2 weeks with us at FAME Mission Centre. Pray the Lord will give us journeying mercies now as we travel tomorrow down to Nairobi.
You've been listening to 5 Minutes of Fame, brought to you by the Friends of Africa Missionary Endeavor. The work that FAME is doing depends on the voluntary gifts from God's people. For more information or to help support the work, we invite you to learn more at sermonaudio.com/fame.